known as Shady River. We did again receive comments from agencies and have documentation. Delbot responded in March 23rd of 2009 before we could take the application, and those comments referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service A of Clay Road would not change as a result of this application. From the Conservation District, we received on July 1st of 2010, and those comments referenced that the site contains two soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that off-site drainage improvements will not be required, and that it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required based on the square footage of the improvements proposed. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey and site plan and stapled together. And for the record, the brief description of the application from reference in the on the application form that the shop is intended to be used for the personal office of Shore Electric, that the survey site plan indicates a 3,640 square foot building to the rear of the lot with parking in front of the building, that the parking area is set back at least 40 feet from the front property line, and that the existing residence on the property is proposed to be demolished. We did also receive a petition in opposition to this application. It was received on July 6th of 2010, contained 17 signatures in opposition, contained a reference that the application be denied since the use is in conflict with current applicable zoning, that the proposed use is not a listed permitted use, that allowing a commercial shop office designation compromises the integrity and intent of the code, that the current property is adjacent to residential uses on both sides and to the rear, that the current property lies within 12 contiguous residential properties, that land across the street is state-owned and designated for agriculture in perpetuity, that bisecting existing residential properties with a business use is out of character with the adjoining uses, diminishes property values, and sets a precedent whereby additional incompatible uses may be allowed, that increased setbacks and buffering will not be created, that security lighting can be obtrusive, that sight line obstructions can be created by signage, that additional traffic is a concern since Clay Road has two lanes, no shoulders, and high volume traffic during peak hours. That increased impervious coverage creates problems with drainage. That the property abuts sensitive wetlands. That the site is located in a wellhead protection area. That there could be noise and activity associated with after hour and or emergency services. That the area is rife with corridors, tracks, and sites zoned and appropriate for commercial uses, and that the code is designed to encourage development where it is appropriate. And for the benefit of the commission, as I stated, I do provide you with a copy of the petition. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir, if you would be so kind as to state your name for the record, then you may have the floor.
It's R. Joseph Johnson. I live in Milton, Delaware, 213 Chandler Street. Is it okay if I approach the board? I have made copies of all the commercial properties on the road, just sure, so you can get a gist.
Sure. You would give that to our counsel there, and he'll distribute it after he's had a chance to look at it.
There's also pictures of all the commercial properties that exist on the street. Basically, Shore Electric is a small company. We have six vans. We're a ma-pa operation. It's my wife and myself. We would be there from 7:30 to about 4:30. We would not be there on weekends. We are, we do have emergency service calls, so there would periodically be somebody there. As far as deliveries, most of the site, all the materials are delivered to job sites. Rarely we do have trucks stop by there, but that would not be a hassle as far as, a lot of traffic. I would be willing to do fence or shrubbery. I obviously want to try to keep the peace with the neighbors. And, we could do lighting. Obviously, we're in the lighting business, so we could do lighting in a subtle way where it would just be discreetly done. And like I said, we would not be there on the weekends or after hours. So the property right now is rented, and the tenant's there full-time. They would have less of a presence as far as people being there all the time. That's about it.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you.
Okay.
And Mr. Burton, we'll start with you.
Okay. I see one of my questions was, is, are there any other commercial activities that you know that's on this side of the road, on the same side of the road? I know there's an oil company on the other side. What is PIC 3 and PIC 2? What is, are you?
That's the pictures that are coming your way.
They're coming your way.
Coming your way.
Okay. Yep, that's 6. 5.
I'll go on with my other questions.
Okay.
Mr. Lank mentioned that there was wetlands on the site.
On the back of the property, there are wetlands. A company called EnviroTech had our land approved that we could build on it. I have all the documentation where they said that it was we would not be disturbing if we were to build. I did do my homework with a company called EnviroTech, and I have all the documentation saying that we wouldn't be affecting the wetlands, because obviously I, you know, wanted to make sure I wasn't look before I leap, so to speak, you know.
Are the wetlands, is there a ditch or something back there? Is that where the wetlands are created?
Yeah, there is. There's like a low-lying ditch back there. I think there's like a little creek back there.
Back of all those other houses?
Off the property, yes.
Okay. And that's been delineated? Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
From a company called EnviroTech.
The question of signage, I guess, was kind of addressed in the letter that not so favorable. Are you requesting a sign on this?
Well, I'd like to put a sign on the building, but if that's going to make waves, I don't have to have a sign on the building.
But nothing out on the...
No, nothing on the street. Just it's just, you know, a small, subtle sign on the building just saying Shore Electric.
The plan that I'm looking at here, it's a gravel driveway in the front and then a paved-in loading zone. What happens with that?
Well, I think eventually we would pave everything. I think when my designer drew that up, he just did that thinking of budget, you know, trying to crawl before you walk, so to speak. But if, you know, you wanted us to asphalt everything, we'd be, you know, more than happy to do that.
The ordinance would, he's got 10 parking spaces, the ordinance would require to be paved unless the commission granted a waiver.
That wouldn't be a problem.
And the plan for the part, this would be no retail, essentially.
No,
this would be
no
all
retail,
your guys.
It would be my wife, and we have a secretary, and that's it. The guys come in the morning, they pick up their orders, they take their vans, and they go to work.
So the vans would be parked in the gravel area, is what you're saying?
But yes, we have. I have 6 vans. 2 of them are on call, so they're not there. So there'll be a total of 4 vans parked there after hours.
So at night, there it would be a lit parking lot of 4 vans.
That's correct.
Has the entrance been approved by Delta?
Yes, because that was the first thing I went through. They had to, because there's 2 driveways. It's like a horseshoe that goes around the building, and I had to go through, I guess, was it planning, the other part of planning and zoning. It was about 6 months process, and they said it was not an issue as far as putting this here.
DelDOT said that? Or?
Yes, DelDOT said that.
Okay, do we have that?
No. Not in the fall.
Do you have that?
I do, but I don't have it with me.
Okay.
We can hold the record open to receive it. So if you have a letter of no objection, is that what you're saying?
Yes, because it was when I first came to apply, that was an issue.
Yeah,
and we had to go through it. It took
probably
about
we don't have a copy of it.
6 weeks.
It's just a letter for the support facility report to give us the information about the numbers. It's not an actual entrance approval. what we have from DLDOT was basically a support facility report saying they don't need a traffic impact study, and at the level of service A, a clay road won't change. That's all it says. Not an interest approval.
Okay. Letter of no objection is a specific document called that. And it can say that in the upper right-hand corner. It'll say letter of no objection.
Okay.
So you're not sure if you've received that or not?
Well, it was like 18 months ago, but I do remember it was an issue with DLDOT, and I had to jump through some hoops, and it took some time. It took like 6 weeks, and we finally, because they weren't going to process my paperwork until we got that.
Okay.
And
that's the normal process before he could apply for a conditional use. He had to go to DLDOT and get their blessing to apply.
That's correct.
It's not an interest approval. It's just saying you can't apply. And they probably asked for a traffic impact study first because it was a business. And then he had to go contact them, and they worked out that he really didn't need a traffic impact study, but he gave us a letter that I read.
But as far as what is required for him to be here this evening, he's got it.
Okay.
And if it was an entrance issue, then it comes up to us when it goes to the site plan approval process if he gets the use approval.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Burton, go ahead.
No, it helped me out a lot there. And the plan would be that the house is gone, and all becomes a conditional use on the.
Yes, absolutely.
And what is the total amount of employees that will be there?
Right now we have 10 employees. We have 6 vans. There's some helpers on some of the vans, and of course we have 2 secretaries and myself. We had about 13 employees, but well, you know, the recession's kind of tuned us back a little bit.
So in-house right now, you have yourself plus how many employees that basically on the site most of the time?
On site would be my wife and Amanda, the secretary, and the employees are always on job sites.
So basically 2 in-house?
Yes, 2 in-house.
Sorry.
I have no further questions at this time.
All right then, Mr. Johnson.
And looking at your site drawing, and it raises a couple concerns on my part without the additional documentation, and I would encourage that the record be left open for your wetlands delineation. But I also have concern in terms of the stormwater management issues that would come into play, because basically it looks like just glancing between the building and the paved area that you're proposing, including the loading zone, that perhaps as much as 60% of your property is going to be either built on or paved over. And so stormwater management is going to be an issue from my perspective. Sorry, I got off on dissertation rather than a question.
You know it's not a site plan.
I know it's not a site plan. I know we're talking about it's
yes or no.
Yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a good place or not?
Is it a good place or not? Where are you currently housed now?
We're actually running a space out on Route 1 behind Jiffy Lube is where our office is now.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Johnson, do you have plans? I don't see it on what you've given us for a dumpster. Will you have plans and needs to have a dumpster located on the site?
I was, honestly, I haven't really drawn it on there, but we were going to put it back off to the right-hand side in the corner, and we would put a fence around it.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a concept idea of what the facade of your building will look like?
It's going to be a metal pole building is what we were going for, a metal building, like we have where our old office is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we're at presently. It's basically like a Morton building.
Mm-hmm. I've been on their website and seen some of their designs where they've got some fairly clever options that you can add, putting shutters on the windows and some overhangs and all that give it more of a residential look than a more sterile ag type building. Do you do work for any of the farmers in the area? Is there a demand for your electrical services by any of the?
Honestly, I haven't ever really done a whole lot of work for farmers, but that is our, you know, we can do that type of work as far as hooking up irrigation. I did recently, I had a farmer whose barn fell in from the snow last winter, and we rebuilt that. So I guess I could say we do some work for farmers, but not a whole lot of it. We may mostly do residential work, like wiring new houses. We do small office buildings, and we do a lot of service work for the real estate offices, you know, hanging, ceiling fans, miscellaneous stuff like that. It's a lot of little jobs, really. It won't be unusual for one of my guys to go out with five or six different jobs in a day, you know, going and fixing outlets and stuff like that.
So this site would lend itself to dispatching your men to do service work for the
That's correct. It's like
existing and future subdivisions in the Lewis area.
Yes.
Thank you. That's all.
All right, so we thank you, Mr. Lang.
No question.
Council?
Just one question. I think on your current site, there's a windmill. Is there any plans to... You might have to deal with separate guidelines and requirements.
Our old building?
Yeah.
As far as leaving it there?
Or more just moving it to the new site.
Are you going to have a windmill on your new site?
No, we're going to leave the windmill. That's okay. Too much to move it.
Okay.
Yes, last time I was here was to get permission for the windmill. Yeah. It's working out well, by the way.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, Mr. Johnson, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Don't go too far.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is anyone that present that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1839 R. Joseph Johnson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1839? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1840, Julianne Olber and William N. Pine.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a screen printing embroidery vinyl sign business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10,615 square feet more or less, lying northeast of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, 275 feet southwest of Route 275, also known as Plantation Road. We received some agency comments on this application. For the benefit of the record, and those parties in attendance, on June 24th of 2010, the applicant provided an exhibit booklet for consideration, and that the exhibit booklet contained a letter from Robert V. Witzel, Jr., attorney, describing the applicant's intent. Copies of the planning and zoning information sheet, the application form, the survey of the property, a tax map of the area, six letters of support from area residents and area businesses and services, two photographs of the site, and two photographs of the interior of the shop. From agencies, one being DelDOT, we received comments on December 15, 2008, in the process of allowing this application to be filed. And those comments reference that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service E of John J. Williams Highway will not change as a result of this application. And we also heard from the Sussex Conservation District. Their comments were received on July 1st, 2010, and the comments reference that the site contains one soil type, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and that on-site and off-site drainage improvements will not be required. Gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Witzel. Where have you been keeping yourself?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure to be here this evening. It's
been a while.
It has been, and I'm very pleased to be here on behalf of my two clients, Julianne Ober and Mr. Hine, William Hine, who are sitting to my right. Timing is everything, as they say, and when we applied for this application back in December of 2008, these two young people were fiancéed and engaged to be married, and since that time, they are now husband and wife. Mr. Hine was residing in the premises for a short period of time, And it's my understanding from Bill that he had written to Mr. Lank about a home occupation permit. He was conducting his business on a very small scale at that time. I do not know whether that home occupation letter that Mr. Hines sent and the phone calls resulted in the formal issuance of a home occupation. But Mr. Hine, I think, attempted. I don't know whether Lawrence remembers that or not. I could not find any record of that.
It's not an item that could be considered a home occupation.
Thank you. Regardless of that, Mr. Hine continued with his business. He has been conducting it, and it has been very successful. There have been several letters submitted to the file from the Delaware State Police, from the Lewis Fire Department, commending Mr. Hine for his work for them. There are also three or four letters from neighbors, all of whom are in support of the application. Several of them are submitted in my packet, and Bill brought one in this evening to be submitted into the record as well. In that packet that I pre-submitted are four photographs. The first two are the street view of Mr. Hines' business, which is just west of Plantation Road intersection with Route 24, approximately 275 feet. It's on the northwest side of Route 24. That's the top picture. The back picture is a picture of the backyard. It's fenced in. Bill has no plans for expansion into this yard area. The area he has inside, which is approximately 10,615 feet, is sufficient. On the back side, it shows his operations. And it's mainly a silk screening business for T-shirts. That's the bottom picture. Bill also, in addition to screen painting, screen printing, does embroidery. He has a vinyl sign business where he cuts and makes vinyl signs. A very small part of his business is trophy labeling. He orders trophies and labels the trophies with the person's name or the event. And what he calls marketing accessories, which are small promotional objects that are printed and sold. It's a bulk business. The DelDOT support facilities report, as who knows how they come up with this stuff, but it estimates 82 trips per day. Bill's business consists of approximately two customer visits per day. Most of his business is over the telephone. And when his product is finished for his client, he usually takes it to the client. Many times that client never comes to the facility at all. So I think that 82 visits per day is most likely two or three. Bill works there himself. He has one other full-time employee, and sometimes there's a part-time employee. So from your point of view, you could consider this a three-employee business. It's all interior work. Nothing's done outside. Nothing's hung outside. There's no additional lighting. There's no noise generated from this. There's no odors. There is an odor inside. It never emanates outside. That's from the printing of the T-shirts. The packet that I'm going to call Bill up for just a minute. Bill, if you'd stand with me here for just a sec. First of all, I've made some representations on your behalf. Have my representations of your business been true and correct?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. You're going to need to introduce yourself for the record.
I'm Bill Hine.
Thank you.
And, Bill, where do you live?
I live at Captain's Court. It's at Herring Creek Estates, Millsboro.
And I made representations about the number of employees. Was that correct?
Yes.
One other full-time and a part-time employee?
Yes.
Your hours of operation we discussed on the way over here, you'd be satisfied with hours of 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday,
yes,
for customer hours.
Yes.
There are some times, however, when you have to put a work order out and you might be working later yourself.
Usually it would be myself, yes.
But the door would be closed then?
Yes.
How many cars are usually in the parking area that you have now? What's the maximum number of cars that you've had?
I have myself, the two employees would be three, and then possibly one other customer that would stop by during that time.
In your now 2 years of operation?
Yes.
Have you had any complaints from any neighbors about operations there?
No.
And in addition to the letter submitted, did you talk to any of your neighbors who
told you that they supported you but didn't supply any letters or written information?
Pretty much everyone that I spoke to or spoke to me about it supplied a letter of approval, and I haven't heard anyone that was negative.
Mr. Robertson, for your information mainly, there is a handwritten one-page deed with deed restrictions that do not have any prohibition against non-residential. There's no reference to residential use only. Strangely enough, they only refer to non-domesticated animals as being prohibited, trailers. There is no prohibition against any business whatsoever. Would you say, Bill, that this is a area that is not conducive to quiet residency on Route 24? Is it a busy, noisy road?
Yes.
The Sussex County June 2008 Comprehensive Development Plan update has recommendations in its economic element that the county diversify and expand the local job base, that it focuses on less land use intensive industries, and promotes and fosters entrepreneurship. Bill, would you say that your business meets all three of those recommendations, particularly the entrepreneurship element?
Yes, I would agree.
The Sussex County Conservation District reports that there is no storm flood hazard area affected, that there are no on or off-site drainage improvements that would be required, and no tax ditches are affected by this application. And gentlemen, that pretty much concludes our application. I do ask that you take a look at the several letters in support of the application. We have heard from no one who is opposed or who has even come into the planning office to investigate this matter.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Wetzel, has there been any discussions with DelDOT in terms of the entrance permit or the use of this property for the business?
No, sir. We will have to acquire a DelDOT entrance permit as soon as you make a decision on this application. We have not pre-applied for one.
And what's the approximate square footage of the building?
It is six. The building,
it's about 1,000 on the house, and
1,850.
Yeah, it's probably less than
that. Mr. Lank, how much parking would be required for an 1,850 square foot building?
It depends on what it's, if it's utilized for this purpose, we'd have to calculate, but the you calculate office space and the rest of it's sort of like manufacturing. It's really based on the office square footage plus the employees. It wouldn't be that much.
Would not be that much.
The office space is how big? You have an office? Or are you working in your shop?
Basically 10 by 12 or somewhere about that.
Square feet. That would only be one plus number of employees. That wouldn't amount to the number of employees you got. You got to have one space for two employees. So basically you need, and nobody's going to live there?
No.
That it basically be two or three vehicles at all, plus one per customer. So it's minimal. The difficulty I saw with this site was that they have to park in the front. There's no, otherwise you're going to take the building down because they can't get to the back with a vehicle meeting our code requirements. So they had to be able to get into the site and be able to turn around on the site to get out because they can't back out into Route 24.
That would
for residential uses, you can, but not for commercial business. So you got to figure out a way to park, back out, drive forward.
And
they can make it work, but it's going to be tight.
I share the same concerns, and that was my observation as I visited the site today. In the middle of the day with the traffic on Route 24, fortunately, I was heading west, so I could pull over and see the property. If I was heading east, it might have been a bit of a challenge to turn left into the property. And again, sometimes the location may be appropriate, but just the layout of the land may not work for you. So That's all the questions I got at this point, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we thank you. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions at this time.
Okay, Mr. Smith?
Just one, and that would be in regards to the sign that's presently on the, I guess, hung over the garage door.
Mr. Smith, I talked to Mr. Hine about that beforehand, and the 7-square-foot area sign that is in ground in front of the facility will suffice. I've convinced him to take that banner sign down, and that could be a condition of approval if you so approve.
Thank you. That's all.
What was the square footage?
7.
7?
Whatever code.
No, I'm just saying, you said 7. I thought I was trying to make sure.
Mr. Hine told me he thought it was approximately 7 square feet.
Yeah. I forget what it actually is. 2.5 or 2.3 by 2.3.
Well, 6 square foot would have been a typical home occupation sign. It's like putting your shingle out. You know,
I think that's what the sign shop went with, something that would suffice for that.
So the existing sign is plus or minus 6 square feet?
Yes.
Anything else, Mr. Lang?
No, I just said, I got a question now. Is this in a sewer district?
No, I'm on septic.
On septic, okay, yep. Where's your septic and where's your well?
Septic's in the back, it's gravity. There's a well in the front, but I think Tidewater does have a main that runs in front of us. And I know my two neighbors are tied into that.
I was asked that question because I want to be able to get into your driveway to be able to turn around and come back out.
Mm-hmm.
It could impact the location of your well. That's why you have to watch out. So we need to probably establish where that well really is located to figure that out.
Sure, I know where it is.
So if this use is approved when the site plan would come back to the commission for a review, you need to show us where it is so that we can make sure that the turning radius doesn't all work.
Okay. It's not on the survey?
No.
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, gentlemen and ladies, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1840, Julianne Olber and William N. Hine? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1840? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? I just have one. Ms. Ober or Mrs. Hine, however you wish to be addressed. Since you are the co-applicant this evening, do you, and also since you are Mr. Hine's supervisor now, are you in agreement with everything that was said this evening?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, we'll close the public hearing, and we'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Test.
The next public hearing is conditional use number 1841, George W. Swain.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a marina and restaurant to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.7 acres, more or less, lying east of Road 203, also known as Miss Pillion Lighthouse Road, 0.9 miles north of Route 36, also known as Cedar Beach Road. We did receive agency comments and some other information from DelDOT. A letter was received on January 29th of 2009, referenced that a traffic impact study would recommend it. And at the current level of service A of Road 203, Mississippian Lighthouse Road, will not change as a result of this application. And on April 6th of 2009, a letter was received from DelDOT, which referenced that state regulations allow for an alternative to a traffic impact study for small developments in uncongested areas, that the applicant chose the alternative and that the county may process this application without a traffic impact study. The regulations provide that if a development will generate fewer than 2,000 trips per day and fewer than 200 trips in an hour of the day, in any hour of the day, the developer may, at their discretion, pay an area-wide study fee. in lieu of conduction of a traffic impact study. That if the applicant chose to pay the area-wide study fee, they should pay funds equal to $5 per daily trip in conjunction with the initial stage fees associated with the review of the site plan. That payment of the fee would not preclude their responsibility for funding and building any needed off-site improvements identified in the plan review process. It also does not affect LDOT's ability to require a traffic operational analysis and reference a specific site distance analysis where Miss Pavilion Lighthouse Road intersects Slaughter Beach Road. The purpose of that is to address concerns identified in the process. And also because there can sometimes be a lag between the issuance of a conditional use approval and the submission of the site plans, DelDOT asks that payment of the area-wide study fee be made one of the conditions of the conditional use approval if it is granted. From the Conservation District, we received comments on July 1st, 2010. The comments reference that the site contains two soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no tax ditches affected, that a potential exists for some effect on a storm flood hazard area depending on the footprint of the proposed project, that off-site drainage improvements will not likely be required, that on-site drainage improvements may possibly be required. We also received a letter from C. Frederick Langford, President and CEO of Langford Cisco Food Services. And this letter was written to the County Economic Development Office in support of the proposed use. And for the benefit of the Commission, I provide copies of the survey and site plan and also a copy of the conceptual building plans for the project. The building plans are basically for the restaurant. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. All right, is there someone here representing this application this evening? I want you to give us your name. You may have the floor.